Welcome to this latest episode of Intimately Speaking. Today, we will be diving into the intricacies of human relationship, desires, and intimacy. I am your host, Moms, and today we are going to be tackling a topic that's as fascinating as it is complex: the post-sex dynamics between women and men. But actually, I'm going to be talking it more from the men angle. All right, what happened? So, have you ever wondered why it sometimes feels like there's a shift in the air after the heat of passion has cooled? Why is it like this? For some, the flame of attraction seems flicker than burn directly or brightly after the act of intimacy. Today, I told us that we are going to be diving deep into the post-sex experience in men, especially exploring the intricacies of desire, biology, and psychology. Today, we are going to be uncovering the potential reasons why some men may appear to lose interest after sex, thereby leaving their female partners feeling confused, neglected, and even sometimes unwanted. All right, so we are also going to be flipping into the both side of the coin, and especially how the women feel or the ladies feel after the flip of this men, after their intimacy sessions with them, sex. So if you're joining me for the first time, this is a podcast where we are going to we explore a lot about relationship. We talk also about wellness and health and fitness, and also share little light most times on social media marketing, how to grow your business there online. So you're welcome to Momziba Daily Talk Podcast. This is a podcast that is a lot in the box for you. Should the case this is your first time of tuning in, I want you to click on the follow button because there is a lot for you to learn here. Thank you so much. Now, stay tuned in. Actually, it is very important to clarify that not all men especially experience a decrease in attraction after having sex with someone. Human sexuality is totally complex and varies from a person to another. So, however, there are a few potential factors that could contribute to this phenomenon in some cases. I'm going to be taking you through this. All right, now, I see some ladies the claim that why is it that after men have finished making out with them, some men, they just see them as a fling and they don't see something important in them anymore. This was the same man that used to run after them. I don't know if you've had such before. This topic is very important for single ladies and also important for men, because some men actually, they are not intentional about this. Some actually are, for the player guys, and some are not actually intentioned about this whole thing. So if you want to know what actually causes this, you have to keep up with Momziba on this episode, because there's something for you to pick. And for couples in marriages, especially for women, I know that sometimes some women want their men to give them the whole everything, because it takes women most time a lot of time to really come on in when having intimate sessions with their husband sexually. And if you want to really know why this is really happening also, this episode is also for you. You're going to be getting a lot of insightful thoughts here, a lot of insightful things for you to go along with today. So stay tuned in. Now, I want to ask this question. I don't know if you have ever felt like this before. If this has happened in your relationship, maybe in your dating experience, or it has happened in your marriage, I want you to drop it on the comment section and tell me how you felt about it. All right, now Well, the first one I could see that is really the cause here is that after ejaculation, men experience a refractory period. All right, during this, they may feel not sexually aroused or interested to, further engage in sexual activity. And I tell this biological factor. This is one of it. This is caused by biological factor. All right, because this period can be, greatly can vary though within individuals. All right, but it may contribute to a sense of temporary decrease in attraction immediately after sex. All right, so many people might feel like what actually happened right now? This was the same man. This was the same man that was, all over me, running after me, promising me he's gonna do everything for me. And what happened that immediately it just got to a halt. And after the sex, even as sex as one round and that doesn't last some minutes, it's already out, and that is it. Left me as a woman hanging. All right. So I'm telling you that biological factors can actually lead to this kind of an action, can lead to this window, open window right now. So number two, we are going to be seeing the psychological factors here. Some men experience a psychological phenomenon known as sexual satiety, all right, or post-orgasmic detachment. This could also result from a combination of factors known as hormones and neurotransmitters and conditioning. After climax, all right, he might feel that there's a decrease in the intensity of desire or attraction, at least temporary. It happens. I'm also a parent. I understand this to some extent, and I know that this happens most times in our various relationship, and when this happened, it could be very, very demeaning, all right, in a sense of maybe especially in the sides of both partners, but most times it happens from the men to the women because the men comes easily more than the female. Permit me to use that word. This is a lecture that I think is very, very sensitive and important for everyone in a relationship to really look into. Now, when this happens in the man, all right, it sometimes is based on conditioning. And this is why I don't normally advise in my last episode. I talked about is scheduled sex ideal. Is it okay? What's your take on scheduled sex? If you've not listened to that podcast, I want you to go listen to the podcast in-depthly, and you're going to be learning a lot from that podcast. All right, so some people that engage especially in scheduled sex, we are going to be meeting by 5 p.m. and we are going to be making out at that time. Their mind has been conditioned for that. All right, so if there is a conditioning also, it can also lead to this. All right, I will make out with her by so time, and when we get to that time, when his mind is just to, he's already so aroused, already sometimes at his tip to just come out and all those kind of stuff. So having him met with the woman and do what he wants to do, it doesn't really take that long time. He has done it and he forgets about something like that. He knows that he has settled that part and he moves on to the next part. Men are logical beings and their thinking are most time very, very logical and straight. Men don't really have that time to attach emotion to all this kind of a feeling like a woman who will want. I know, like a woman, after making out, you want this kind of solace, you want this kind of touching body and all those kind of a stuff and emotional interaction after, make out. And when this is not forthcoming, it might feel so painful. All right, so this happens because due to some neurotransmitters and conditionings of the mind of the man, all right, after sex. Also, another point is expectations and novelty. And for some individual, the pursuit of novelty and excitement plays a very significant role in sexual attraction. Once the initial thrill of pursuing and achieving sexual gratification with a partner diminishes, okay, they may feel a loss of interest. And this doesn't necessarily mean that they aren't attracted to the individual anymore, but rather the novelty has worn off. Now, this case normally happens in the situation where a man is has a bet, or a man is physically so attracted to a woman, all right, and he has been having this urge to make out with her. There's something that our cleavages actually do to men as a woman. Ladies in the house, hope you're hearing me. That is why I normally advise that we should be careful of what we really wear when we are going out. I see some people when they are going for weddings, when they are going for ashebis and with their friends and all those. Okay, ashebi, for the people who are not from Africa, ashebis are people who really escort the bride, okay, maybe the bridal train, all right, on a wedding day. So this is what I'm trying to talk about. I see them dressed almost half naked when they are, attending the wedding. And normally most of them go there because they want to get hooked up, they want to get attracted to a man, and a man who is going to marry them also. But they find out that yes, actually men will be attracted to them within that period, but the attraction most time may not last long because of what they wore to the party session might be so revealing, might be so enticing, and all those kind of stuff. And if there are some men who cannot really hold themselves there, there's not enough self-discipline in them, and they can just go into them, talk to them, and take them to a hotel, make do with them, and after that is it. And the girl might start to feel like, I've been used, all this kind of feeling. Why is this happening? Men has come. Actually, if men has come, we have to really avoid being in the direction of scums. Yes, there are also some men who actually love decent women, and when you serve them the food that they eat it properly and thank you. But when you serve a scum, a food of a scum, you attract him closer to you all the time. So I'm not trying to insult anyone pedigree, but we are in this in a sincere class right now where we have to learn some things that we have learned before, and it's not okay for us, not moving fine for us, and it's not moving to our own advantage. So we have to unlearn them. All right, so that's it. Now I'm going to be talking about emotional connection. In some cases, the initial attraction may have been primarily physical, like I said just now. And once the sexual encounter is over, there might not be a strong emotional connection to sustain ongoing attraction. Emotional intimacy and connection are very, very important factors in maintaining long-term attraction for many people. Now, if you have the situation whereby a guy gets attracted to you and he is just physically attracted to you, maybe because of the too much excessive makeup, maybe because of how you seduced him, maybe of because of any of those kind of stuff. So when he's getting into you, he's getting into you because he wants to get something. He's just physically attracted to you. So there's no emotional thing running in between. That is why you hear sometimes some men, married men who goes out to cheat, tells their wife that it is very, very easy for them to fling a side chick because there was nothing attaching between them. There was nothing so let me just say that emotional forum was not there to some extent. Okay, in some cases. But in some cases also where infidelity happens in a relationship, some men might have nurtured them as friends over time before such led to something. That's a class for another day. But now, in the situation whereby there's no emotional intimacy, I'm just attracted to you because you use your eyes to call me, you use your body, your bum bum, your cleavages to push yourself at me. And at that time, I could not hold myself. I was not disciplined enough, so I had to give in to your gimmicks. You know, all this kind of a thing. This can actually be also another reason why a man can easily go into a woman and the next minute is irritated by her. So another point there is social and cultural influences. And also we can have points like friends, pair influence. Yes, I've seen situations where some men make bets on some ladies. Don't worry, I promise you I'm going to make out with that lady. Just give me 30 days interval or 30 days window. I'm going to do this with this woman. Especially if that woman has been a kind of tough lady, or everybody knows that woman as a woman who she is to many people. So he's going to like place a bet. And, you know, all he wants to do is to satisfy his peers. And, you know, they start to go after that woman. He starts to go after her, ask her out, and all those kind of things. If he's now able to meet up with it, you know, he can, you know, count her among his flings. Or there are some guys who specifies on maybe dating a lot of ladies, and he has a goal of dating like 100 ladies in a month, and not only dating them, but making out with them, entering into them. So if a woman falls into such a category of men, actually, that they end up calling scum, it can also result in this kind of an issue. How? After making out with her, actually, she's now counted among the train of number of links. So that is how it happens. So that is it. That's why it's not very, very important for ladies to actually throw themselves at men. Understand the man you are moving out with. There are some guys who are really players and they are not serious. I told us that in the poll last time I talked about what's the big deal about marriage, and I threw a poll asking if I should talk on topics, and one of the topics is he really serious with me? So if you think that that topic is okay for you, please just go to the poll section and signify that you want me to talk about that, and I will talk about that. This is really talking about to know signs when a man is serious or not, okay, with you. Many people don't really know signs. There are facades, there are factoids that men can really show to you, and you think that they are really serious with you. Actually, they are not, right? It goes vice versa. But actually, that class is especially for women. If you feel you want to know about that, please just comment me via voice messages. It's not very hard. Just press on the link, voice messages on anyone you are listening to, any episode on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Then you can just drop me a message, what you want me to talk about. Or you can also type it and I will reply you ASAP. Thank you. Now, how do really my gender, how do they relate to this kind of an issue? How what they hate about this? It's essential for us to recognize that there's nothing like a one size fits all to in the case of women. Like many may dislike about this post-sex behavior about men, and some may like take it like it's nothing, they like it that way. But every individual is very, very unique, and their scale of preferences actually differs. All right, now. But however, I run through from the count of 1 through 200. I know about 60% of my gender don't really like this, like you just coming into them and using them as so to say. All right, okay, so that's it. Now, here are some of the common concerns or dislikes that some women may have. One, the feeling of being used, objectified, you know, all this kind of thing. He used me, use me. This is where the word comes from. All right. If a woman persists that a man loses interest or withdraws emotionally after sex, she may feel that she has been cut out by the train of things. Now, that is it. Number two, lack of emotional connection. For many women, emotional intimacy and connections are crucial. I said that earlier, after sexual satisfaction. Right? So if a man feels disinterested or emotionally distant after sex, it can leave the woman feeling unfulfilled or also disconnected. Insecurity or self-doubt. Women may interpret most men for sex behavior as a reflection of their own attractiveness or desirability, leading to the feelings of insecurity and self-doubt. This happens most especially in the settings of marriage. And when a man gets married to a woman, and after all this intimate time, and the man doesn't just give her an applaud or kind of give her this one-on-one talk, he can, you know, to appreciate her after everything they've had together, she might start to feel that she didn't do enough. This is how my gender thinks. They can start to think that, okay, maybe I didn't perform enough to his satisfaction, or maybe he's having it somewhere else better than the way I do. So to avoid this, this can lead to really big katakata in the relationship, and we don't really want that. I don't think men folks want that. So if you're a married man, this point is really for you to understand that after this intimate time in your relationship, it is very, very important, very, very key that you give to your spouse some accolade, even if, however it is, also it goes for women, even when your husband has finished such a time with you, it's very, very important that you, like, wow, it was so great. So now you talk about it, at least give it a little window of discussion. It shows that it was more emotional than physical. All right, that's that. So I know that you found this very, very insightful. If you want to learn more about this, I'll be linking you back to Momziba blog, where you go and learn this in details. These classes are classes especially for singles. Classes also important for ladies majorly. It's going to enhance how you understand attraction and how you can maneuver yourself should in case you find yourself in such a relationship. All right, this is a guide for you. And also for married women and married men, are the couples in general, you want to really know how this feels. You know, you're a man, you don't know how women think, and a woman does not know how men think. You don't expect it to be like that, except exposure from the opposite gender. It could give you a clue, a sense of clue to what the other gender feels or what the other gender like. Thank you so much for joining me today. I know and I hope you enjoyed this class very, very well. If you enjoyed it, please don't forget to give me 5-star rating, okay? It keeps me encouraged. And click to become a sharp follower. A sharp follower is the person who shares. A sharp follower is the person who comments, drops it to a review. You can also impact people from the comfort of wherever you are. Remember, this is an open forum on Spotify or any other streaming platform out there. People can see your comment and learn from it also. It's not all about me. It's also about you. You also can teach other persons from the comfy of wherever you are. Thank you so much. I want to use this opportunity to thank FitSpot listing Momziba a podcast among the top 70 in the web. Thank you so much for constantly listening to Momziba Talk podcast. It keeps me encouraged, and I would have not been there because you were there for me. That's why I'm reaching this height today. Thank you so much. Till next time. Bye now.